at this point right here. So now you just come down.
I'm Grace McCammon, and I'm an artist. I have been in St. Louis since 1997. So if it holds still pretty much, I'll paint it. I've painted fire hydrants. I've painted signal boxes. It is going to be a giant chessboard, and part of it is actually going to exist on the sidewalk, so people will actually be able to step into the mural and become a part of it. And we didn't use the very traditional chess pieces. We wanted things that would appeal to a variety of people. So we have everything from teddy bears to Rock'em Sock'em robots to the Tyrannosaurus Rex and unicorns. Now I'm kind of showing them how you take something from a small section up to wall-sized. My way of looking at it, I love to sing. I am awful at it, okay? But I was allowed to sing in the choir. For me, paint by numbers is allowing the choir to paint. So it's not just for the soloists. The soloists will find a way to create. This is for the choir. I've had kids come back who worked on like Grove Fest murals 7-8 years ago, who come back and they still know what scale they painted on the dragon. It's very rare that you get to find out that what you do actually affects people. And for people to be able to say, I did that, I'm a part of this, this is my mural, is an amazing and wonderful thing to be able to give people that sense of being a part of. I hope that it will branch out, that it won't be confined to one neighborhood or two neighborhoods, that people will start to embrace the idea that art can bring us joy and bring us happiness and can open our eyes, and that especially the interactive things like the paint-by-number murals, where communities can come together and create something together, and then maybe we're not all in our own little separate boxes anymore.